Also, what from my experience, I would say we should not blindly believe in the content generated by AI. Last important thing I would say, which is like really, really important, in fact, I would say evolving lifestyle. Amul, like, you know, the very next day issued an advisory again, clarifying that the image is fake and unauthorized too. But it was just, it became viral, right, on the social media. So it is AI generated. So exactly. We'll have to be very careful from all this kind of misinformation or with malicious intent kind of stuff, right?
Hello everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of The Growth Genius, the podcast brought to you by InfiDigit, the SEO specialists. This is where we bring to you growth stories in marketing and business. Today's growth genius is somebody who started her journey with journalism and then went on to experience media relations, PR, and so on. She has amazing experience in the IT domain, and today she heads marketing for AI businesses at Tech Mahindra. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Madhumita Phukan, who is the Global Marketing Head of AI Businesses in Tech Mahindra. Welcome to the Growth Genius podcast. We are grateful that you could take out some time for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mehul, for inviting me to be a part of this podcast series. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Likewise. So let's begin with the first question. Your designation talks a lot about, you know, what you do in terms of marketing and AI, but we would like to obviously know more because the designation itself is very intriguing. So can you tell us more about your current role?
Sure. That's a great question as the conversation starter. So let me give a quick background before I talk about my role. I was in science stream till my class 12. Okay, and then I did my master's in English literature, post-graduation in mass communications, specialized in journalism, and then executive certifications in marketing management and digital marketing. Okay, and then I started as a journalist in a media house, and then moved to the other side to work with PR agencies, and then, like, you know, different corporates. So my education in arts, science, management, and, you know, the career side, journalism, PR, popcom, and marketing, all bringing in a mix of experiences and communications, right? So in my 20 years of career journey, I'm always just, you know, trying to bring in an integrated approach by unifying whatever comes under the gamut of marketing, branding, PR, and corporate communications. And same way, my current role is an integrated role. I take responsibility of marketing of AI, Gen AI, intelligent automation businesses at Tech Mahindra. And when I say marketing, it is a wide field, where different cross-functional teams work together towards brand management, PR and corporate communications, product marketing, media relations, demand generation, and then other activities like, for example, you know, campaign and event management, advertising, you know, social and digital media, analyst and influencer relationship, those, all these things, you know, kind of whatever comes under, as I said, like gamut of marketing communications, right? So my primary role is making all these aspects work together as a unified force towards achieving like organizational goals or managing business operations or attaining top and bottom line objectives. And that's, amalgamating creativity or analytical insights or uses of cutting edge technology. And above all, you know, all these empowered with powerful strategic planning and execution. And yeah, that's like, you know, kind of my role in brief.
That is probably, you know, juggling a lot of balls in the air, I would say. And at the same time, you know, being a common thread across various functions to achieve organizational goals.
Right. Yeah.
That's very interesting. So, you have, been there, done that, and you have seen how things have changed over the past few years now. And we wanted to understand your perspective on how consumer needs have changed over time. So if you can throw some light on that, that'd be wonderful.
Sure. So I think customer experience is the king for most of the direct-to-customer businesses, right? So, I mean, we say like a D2C businesses, right? So, and as we know that, you know, technology is advancing at a blistering speed and, you know, digital transformation is also happening dynamically, right? And with it, you know, kind of customer expectations are also increasing. So with faster internet and advanced technologies, customers now have easy access to information or reviews or comparisons. And this leads to higher expectations from product and services and overall, you know, the brands, right? So if you want to buy a mobile phone or a TV from Amazon, for example, right? So you will look at the reviews, do comparisons, and then you take a decision, isn't it? So, and of course, you will expect, you know, fast turnaround time also if you have any kind of query, right? So these kind of things are happening. I mean, lots of things are changing with the time now, I mean, these days. So what are the main reasons for changing or increasing customer demands, right? So the first one is rapid technological progress, I would say. So what technology is doing? So it is essentially improving the standard of services provided by the companies and enhancing the customer's convenience level, what I think. So 59% of consumers expect responses from a bot in 5 seconds. Isn't that crazy? So it's like, this kind of expectations is kind of happening. So, yeah, wow. Yeah. And a study says that, you know, AI will empower 95% of customer interactions by 2025. So this leads to the second reason again for changing or increasing customer demand. And that's the competitive market, I would say. So intense competition among different companies drives them to constantly innovate and, you know, offer better products and services, right? And setting higher, you know, benchmarks for customer experience. So look at the services of Blinkit or Swiggy or, you know, Danzo for an instance. So customers can conveniently get the, you know, kind of base services sitting at home, like people like us, in fact. So I personally love to do the experiment and this kind of services. So yesterday I ordered from Blinkit and also from Swiggy almost the same time. And Blinkit delivered in 14 minutes and Swiggy in 20 minutes. So I just, you know, keep, you know, kind of experimenting all these things. So competitive services, you know, delivered in, you know, competitive timelines, I would say, or time frame. So another important reason is like social media influence. Yeah, so close to like 5 billion people are on social media these days. Right, globally, which is like more than 60% of world population, right? So customers share their experiences widely on social media, people like us again, so influencing others, forcing, you know, different companies to meet you know, the rising demands, in fact. So if you have a complaint, you won't have to go far, right? So you just open the Twitter account or LinkedIn account or Facebook account, you just, you know, kind of right there, and I'm sure you'll just, you know, get a very instant reply from your customers these days. So this kind of things, you know, I can see there are lots of changing demands and all these things from the customers, as well as just, you know, service improvement from the other side. So another very important thing, Mehul, I think, is the access to information, right? So as I mentioned earlier, so very interestingly, like over 90% of people read reviews, you know, before making any purchasing decision. So as customers now, you know, kind of they have access to information, reviews, comparisons, as I said earlier, right? And this is again happening everywhere. And the last important thing I would say, which is like really, really important, in fact, I would say evolving lifestyle. Yeah. And as lifestyle changes and customers look for tailored or like personalized solutions, right? So, and that fits their, I mean, those personalized or hyper-personalized solutions can fit their unique needs, right? And pushing businesses to adapt or excel in meeting diversified, you know, demands. So all these are making towards increasing customer demands, what I think. And we all marketers are working towards making our customers happy.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we look at it, today the expectations have skyrocketed. Yeah. Like you mentioned, you know, the time of hyper delivery, we are expecting things to be delivered in minutes now, where we used to, you know, had to go out earlier and spend, let's say, an hour or so. But now it is all getting delivered. And somewhere, obviously, you know, AI is becoming the support or the backbone, so to speak, to, you know, meet customer demands in that sense. Because otherwise, it is not possible to cater to that scale of customer demand, so to say. Maybe Swiggy may be getting so many orders in a minute. Yeah, I think AI plays a very, very important role.
Now, with the advent of Gen AI, it's like, you know, expectation is increasing, in fact, I would say.
Very true. And, you know, what about advertising? You know, because a lot has changed in the digital age as far as advertising is concerned. So, what are your thoughts in terms of the benefits or pitfalls of advertising in the digital age, so to say?
Very interesting question, Mehul, in fact, I would say. So, almost every day, an average person is exposed to around 300 to 350 advertisements. I read somewhere. Yeah, so I think, you know, some analyst, you know, mentioned about it. So just imagine, like, you know, kind of 300 to 350 advertisements we general people just, you know, kind of generally, like, you know, kind of have a exposed to. So, and these advertisements, be it like, you know, kind of digital, print, electronic, or a hoarding or outdoor, anything, right? So, I mean, a mixture of all, in fact. So we can say, like, advertising significantly influences consumer behavior. And it pervades, like, all parts of our lives, right? So we use things influenced by advertising almost every day, right? So, like, for example, the toothpaste, or maybe just, you know, different food items, or travel destinations these days, right? Or, you know, different clothing. So not now, it's like actually from our childhood. Maybe idioms were very less during that time, but of course we were really, really influenced, I believe, right? So how advertising is changing in the digital age? So first thing, I believe it's technology. Technology is the primary reason for the change, I think. So to a large extent, so advertising's impact on people's life is based on its ability to affect their intent or their emotions. So, for example, you know, mobile phones are increasing their capabilities, right? So now you won't have to carry DSLR for your travel, right? So, or you can do your office mailing or designing or video editing in your mobile phone. Right, so shopping places are on the digital screen, either on the laptop or iPad or just, you know, kind of mobile phone, anywhere, from anywhere you can do the shopping. So it's like kind of advertising agencies now target customers, right, from according to their taste or place or age, you know, fairly conveniently, you know, targeting on the different devices also. So this kind of changes happening again in the advertising, world. Second thing is, you know, using the data analytics, right? So this is again very important, I believe. So marketers can now collect or analyze information about the target audience, such as their preferences, like behaviors, purchasing patterns, etc., right? So technology like data analytics or AI, as we discussed, right? So AI help in customer segmentation according to demography, geography, taste, intention, or emotions, all these things, right? So, and all these help marketers in bringing personalization. In fact, you know, hyper-personalization, I would say, in campaigns. So according to the segmentations, once we do the segmentation of the data, right? So marketers can message or just, you know, connect with the target audience at their optimal time. That is also very important, right? So what time we should connect with this target audience. This is like kind of, we can do through our, you know, our analytics. So also, like, you know, kind of AI and intelligent automation work to automate different organizational processes to save time and money for the businesses. For example, this email, amplifications, right? So what they can do, or through AI, through different solutions, what they can do, they can get back to the customers 24/7 anytime. And, you know, they can, according to their intent reading and or just, you know, kind of sometimes bringing the human in loop also. So they can automate the whole email processes, right? Responding the different customer queries and et cetera. So those kinds of things, again, really, really important for marketeers to increase the customer demands or customer experiences. So another important contribution for the advertising trends is the popularity or usability of smartphones and other portable devices, I believe, right? So now all these make it easier for companies to market their products, as I mentioned before, market their products or services, you know, to consumers, the target consumers, wherever they, you know, those consumers happen to be. So a study found that 77% of shoppers use a mobile device to search for products. 80% of the internet users make online purchases at least once. Okay, and the 50% of Gen Zers, millennials, and Gen Xers, in fact, make their purchases on their smartphones. So yeah, so these are really, really important thing, I believe. And apart from that, another important aspect is, you know, as I mentioned earlier on, so that is the social media platforms. So they are bringing, again, the revolution, right, to the advertising agencies. So like, for example, Instagram or YouTube are extremely popular medium, right? So through which we see different advertisements regularly. And then we frequently make decisions based on marketing trends, such as where to have coffee, where to buy dinner, or which phone or sneakers to get, as per the trends, and where to go for the new year or, different occasions. Yeah, so advantages of this kind of digital marketing or social marketing help in increased reach, I would say, targeted audience engagement, then measurable results and cost effectiveness. So these are the, of course, important one, but above all, I believe the storytelling, and that's come from the content, right? So content is the another important aspect which bring this revolution into this advertising agency. And that's where this, generative AI is contributing tremendously, right? So as for example, the ChatGPT, almost everybody probably use ChatGPT in this advertising agencies these days, right? So yeah,
right.
So Gen AI is used to create ads that are really, really engaging or visually more appealing kind of stuff, right? And for example, this I would take one example, that is Coke, right? So Coke has created a beautiful advertisement using Gen AI, which brought life to all the evergreen world famous paintings, right? So that is a really, really beautiful ad, I would say. So, yeah, so by using AI for ad creative, the businesses can ensure that their ads stand out from the competition and are more likely to generate clicks and obviously conversions. So, yeah, so those kind of things are really, really important aspects in changing advertising and marketing or advertising scenario.
And what do you think can be the pitfalls here? Because we understand, there are various platforms and devices, and to top it, the important part, as you rightly mentioned, is the content or the input that goes through these channels or devices, so to say, which actually creates the magic, right? But what is the other side of this? What is the flip side according to you?
Yeah, I think, I can't say this is a pitfall or it's a negative, because it has brought us lots of advantages, right? Advertising is, for me, our information in a very crisper way, right? So only one thing is notable, that is as the crowd of the advertisements becoming denser, right? So it's like kind of, I would not say it mushrooming, but you know, it is like kind of really, really increasing because of this technology or because of the other aspects. The number of advertisements are increasing, of course. And that's like, you know, it's becoming tougher or difficult for consumers to choose, right? For people like us, if we see just, you know, kind of different mobile phones, different brands and all these things, right? So, and the similar features, functionalities, right? So it becomes very, very difficult for us, like consumers sometimes, to choose the best ones. So that, I think that is the only thing to differentiate and attracting the eyeballs of these people, maximum eyeballs of the consumers, right? So that is the most important role and important, like, you know, aspect where I think advertising agencies should look at it. Yeah. So it's not a pitfall or something or negative. It is like kind of, it's actually becoming difficult for these consumers to just, you know, kind of decide. Yeah.
Right. And having said that, you know, in these changing times in marketing, you know, we are seeing a lot of change in marketing happen over a period of few years now. How do you build a brand, you know, in the digital space? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, Mehul. So I believe marketers play extremely important role in helping businesses outthink or outplay, also outshine competitors, right? By infusing right brain activities with left brain, potentials. So many rights play together here. Right planning in right time with right people and right partners. And above all, in this digital age, use right technologies and do the right investments, right? So, so one of the important aspects is storytelling, according to me, as I said earlier. Of course, this is not a new thing, but this is now taking the driving seat to accelerate the speed in this digital age. Creating the personalized or interesting content faster by using AI tools is extremely important, right? For example, different generations should be targeted different way. For Gen Z, short form videos, like, you know, bring more engagement. Or, you know, 53% users in Instagram are above 30, right? They should be addressed differently. So I think, you know, to target all this kind of audience, storytelling is extremely important, right? So in case of content, in the past, we had to brainstorm for hours and hours, right? For creative ideas, if you can recall. So switch on the imaginative or inventive or artistic mode of hours to write jingles or do copywriting or writing articles. Again, it was time taking because we had to read so many reports, right? And or just, you know, kind of to, we had to just, you know, talk to different experts to know their opinions. And also after, you know, kind of getting all this information, validate also from different sources, right? And, you know, take decisions on intuitions and all. And so much things happened, right? And now what? I mean, now it is completely different. We can write a jingle in a few seconds. You just need to give the prompt into the ChatGPT or similar platforms. And we can get many options of, you know, kind of creating like jingles on the same topic, right? So we can get 3, 4, 5 different jingles on the same topic. So we can get an image of our wild imagination, again, with a prompt or just a few instructions, you know, kind of we can write a blog or get an image. We can create our landing pages, product descriptions, right? Or, you know, get a statistic of an industry, right? So it's, again, not up, you know, kind of hours or something like that. So it's a few seconds or few minutes kind of stuff, right? So according to me, we need to utilize the advantages the technology brings in. So this is, it is extremely important for marketers to understand their target audience better than before, right? So as I mentioned earlier, the competition is increasing. Consumer behavior is, you know, kind of changing. Customer expectations are increasing. So targeted and personalized campaigns are playing vital roles again in building the brand. So using data analytics or other new age technologies like AI, Gen AI, intelligent automation, we should do proper segregation of the target audience and do the targeted campaigns. It is another thing. And besides, like I would say, putting the human interest first. So this is again, it can play as a distinguishing, kind of aspect of all successful business, I would say. And that's becoming very important differentiator in this digital age for marketers. Personalization and quick responses are becoming extremely important factors, as I mentioned earlier. And so I think, this technology is playing very significant role, for example, the chatbot and automated emails, this according to intent for the customers. This is again, plays a huge role. In case of SEO or, I would say not only SEOs. In fact, I would say SEO, keywords, competitive analysis, keep track of analyst ratings, reviews. Then I would say regular presence in social media, establishing, yourself as a thought leadership, consistent messaging, feedbacks from sales team, and accordingly, creating campaigns according to the, sales people's feedbacks and all. And then intent reading of the customers and then utilizing new age technologies as much as possible. All these play, the game actually. And basically 360 degree integrated approach can help us build a strong brand in the digital space, what I think, especially for the marketeers.
So, I mean, rightly said, and if I probably summarize this, obviously you have the technology part, but you also spoke about the human element, and that is where you have storytelling, which actually touches the heart of the customer. And, that is where you try and, build the brand by doing various activities, right? So coming to storytelling, I also want to understand about storytellers. So those are the influencers as such, what are your insights on the role of influencers in today's age of marketing?
So influencer marketing is very important and very interesting, in fact. So I think, influencer marketing is like word of mouth advertising. But again, it's a much larger scale, right? So almost 25% of brands worldwide put 10 to 20% of their marketing budget towards influencer marketing. So brands are expected to spend almost close to $8 billion on influencer marketing domestically in 2024. So very interestingly, there are more than 64 million influencers accounts on Instagram all over the world, right? So, and 77% of Instagram influencers making money worldwide are women, in fact, right? So there are many aspects which advocate influencer marketing. So first is very important. This is trust factor. So when influencers talk about a product or service or solution, right? So it feels trustworthy, right? So it's not just a company saying their product is great, but it's somebody else or someone you like or trust is saying it. So 69% of consumers trust influencers' recommendations, according to some study. So real people, real impact, right? So influencers are just regular people like us, right? So who became famous on social media, and they connect with their followers on a personal level, right? So when they promote a product, it feels like a friend recommending something cool kind of stuff, right? So so that's another thing. And then targeted audience, right? So influencers often have a very specific niche or theme for their content, right? So this means that when a brand partners with an influencer, they are reaching a pre-qualified or interested audience. So this is like, you know, again, this leads to the another thing again, which is like, you know, social proof, right? So seeing others use or like kind of enjoy a product, so that encourages people to try it themselves, right? So influencers provide social proof also, and by showcasing like the benefits and the positive experiences associated with particular brand or product. So apart from that, I believe this, you know, that the influencers are really, really skilled, you know, content creators. Most of the, again, I would say not all influencers, but, you know, most of the influencers. So their ability to produce, you know, very engaging or diverse content, right? So from photos to videos or just, you know, stories. And this helps keep the marketing campaigns, you know, fresh and engaging with their, you know, diversified content kind of stuff, right? So
right.
Many, influencers, they have massive kind of followings, right? So followers kind of stuff. So, you know, sometimes in millions or, you know, sometimes in billions also, right? So collaborating with them, you know, allows the brands to tap into this extensive network, I would say, expanding their reach, you know, far beyond traditional advertising methods also. And above all, which is like really, really important one, that's, I think, you know, the cost effectiveness. So compared to traditional advertising, you know, the influencers, influencer marketing can be more cost effective, right? So like, for example, the brands can achieve impressive results with a well-planned influencer campaign. Often, I mean, you know, generally it happens like, you know, at a fraction of the cost of a traditional ad. So I think, you know, in case of influencer platforms, in the most important one, what I would say, that Instagram is the number one influencer marketing platform. And then I think, you know, YouTube comes in the second, and then the Facebook.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because the user case that, you know, an influencer talks about, you know, actually is close to home as compared to any advertisement talking about the product. So, you know, it is more relatable, acceptable, right, as well. So, and like you rightly said, you know, not all influencers, but most of them today, you know, have been able to strike that chord with the audience.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, they play an important role today in the marketing machinery, so to say. Having said that, we would also want to understand your perspective on the importance of organic search in building and growing a brand.
So organizational goals, you know, generally include creating brand awareness, building credibility or trust, educating audiences, right? And then building loyalty with the existing clients or customers, and, you know, generating like demands or leads, right? So I think, you know, the website is almost the first thing which makes the lasting impression, right? So we marketers always try to bring our target audience to the website. Maximal traffic, if we can bring, that is our achievement, right? So trackable website traffic, 53% comes from organic search, according to some studies. So so over the coming years, like 45% of marketers plan to work on website optimization to improve digital consumer experience, right? So writing high quality content with hyperlinks or backlinks, right, is also very important. So they attract interest and compels visitors to share it links and, you know, kind of link back to the websites kind of stuff, right? So good content has the best chance of being viral content, I would say. And, you know, and Google rewards like content, like, you know, virality heavily, in fact, in its ranking algorithm, right? So this is really, really important. To deep dive a bit, we know the three types of search keywords, right? One is like informational, second one is navigational, and third one is the transactional. So they clarify the intent of the search, I mean search ads, right? So intent is one of the most variables, I think, in lead generation and sales. and the prospect is searching for the information or comparing the brands or evaluating a product. All customer journeys begin or progress or intent. So it is easy to dig into organic traffic analytics and, you know, match keywords with intent. So done correctly, we can get an exact idea of how far the visitors have come along with the buyer's journey. So when combining SEO blog post or the landing page copy with the compelling CTAs, that makes a 47% of contribution to increasing sales. You know, that's, I think, you know, kind of, and this add like, you know, a bit of lead intelligence to that, you know, kind of, and you have an unstoppable sales machine, I think, you know, with all this kind of, you know, SEOs or blog posts or this kind of content and intent mapping keywords and all these things.
Very interesting. And obviously, I have to ask you on your take on AI in marketing. What are your thoughts on that?
Very close to my heart topic now. Yeah. So I think, you know, AI is no longer a futuristic concept or a niche technology, right? So it is a reality now that is like, is transforming every industry and every aspect of our lives, right? So AI has been like touching almost every household these days in shape of apps or tools like Alexa or Siri, cleaning robot, or, you know, kind of Astro robot, or fridge alarm also, and so on so forth, right? So until now, I think, you know, AI was demonstrating its capability in prediction or predicting, detecting, recommending, and observing, right? And with generative AI from the last year, so AI, it can now create along with all this, whatever I say. And that's like, you know, kind of making AI further disruptive. So I think, you know, Gen AI is bringing renaissance to the creator economy. And it has tremendous potential, right? So AI tools writes like Shakespeare, right? Or just, you know, kind of the poets like Shakespeare or John Donne. And then, you know, kind of paint our imaginations, like whatever we say, they can paint it, or, you know, create plans for us, you know, create presentation for us, advertisements for us, you know, automate different kind of processes, whatnot, right? So all these things can do now. That's generative AI is all about, right? I mean, kind of, it's like having a creative genie in a bottle. At Tech Mahindra, we call it like, with Gen AI, code creators, content creators, and you know, response creators experiencing disruptions, while product design creators and process creators and knowledge creators are amplified, right? So, and at Tech Mahindra, we are just, you know, kind of fully investing in this duality, and we help different kind of customers to infuse Gen AI in every aspect of businesses. I mean, democratizing it responsibly. So having said that, almost like, you know, 3.5, you know, quintillion bytes of data is created every day, right? So I will take few numbers. In fact, you know, 330 billion emails are sent out every day, right? 500 million tweets are created every day again, right? And then like YouTubers upload more than 500 hours of content every minute. So Google processes like 99,000 searches every second. So with this kind of humongous amount of data and increasing customer expectations, right? How marketers communicate or engage or just, you know, kind of captivate their audiences, right? So how we as a marketer are setting or adapting it or riding, you know, in this wave of change. So that needs the maximum attention now. So yeah, so AI marketing like kind of includes different kind of various use cases. Like for example, as I mentioned some of them, like data analysis, like content generation, media buying, real-time personalization, And most important one, which is like decision making, right? So assisting like, you know, businesses in deciding which marketing or business growth strategies to employ based on historic data or external data inputs, right? That is also plays a huge game in the whole journey of marketeers at the businesses also.
Very interesting. Some very astonishing numbers, I would say, that you shared now. But in your experience, Madhumita, how reliable are these AI tools? And, you know, what are your experiences, you know, when using these tools?
This is a really, really important question, in fact. So, while AI can improve performance, boost efficiency, or generate positive business outcomes, brands are also experiencing very unexpected consequences of its applications, right? So this can, like, you know, kind of stem for from lack of research or very biased data sets. So AI and misuse or neglecting ethical concerns can result, like, in a damaged brand reputation, or maybe just, you know, kind of product failures, litigations, and regulatory issues, and et cetera, right? So very important thing is the AI tools depend on many factors, which includes, like, for example, the purpose of the tool or the quality of the data used to train the AI model, and the potential risk associated with the use of the tool. So ethical concerns can like include, like, for example, this, you know, false content generation, explainability, or maybe just, you know, societal impact, bias, data responsibility, and privacy, fairness, transparency, environmental, sustainability, and etc. So trust, accountability, etc., right? So all these things. So concerns around this data privacy, protection, and security, these are, like, you know, kind of, you know, are top of the mind of different brands, different organizations, not only the brands, but, you know, different the service providers also. Secondly, you know, I would say AI tools learn from data, different data, right, as I say. So a poorly constructed or poorly, like, you know, kind of trained AI can demonstrate bias against the data. So if, you know, the input data is, if it is, like, you know, biased, then obviously output will be also kind of, it can be influenced by those, you know, kind of biased one, right? So there have been several large cases, in fact, of bias with AI-generated artwork, chatbots, you know, facial recognition software, algorithm, and even for hiring practices also. So we know them, right? So many, you know, instances happen. So I'm not sure if you just, you know, kind of followed on this one. Several, like, you know, kind of TikTok and Twitter users called out a tweet featuring, like, hashtag South Sudan Barbie, right? Which adorned, like, with guns. And it's a negative stereotype associated with a region, right? So, you know, grappling with socio-political issues such as, like, you know, genocide or refugee crisis, and etc. So another example, very recent one, Zara, the jacket campaign, right? So that is another example. So people just kind of related it to the war, the Israel-Hamas war, and called it insensitive, right? So though they just, you know, Zara used the advisory, but they had to just, you know, take down this advertisement down, right? So this kind of biases also, you know, we'll have to kind of be very careful about just, you know, kind of using all these things, you know, all this kind of information. So another thing is, like, kind of a similar one, it's like sometimes AI responses to the prompt, not sometimes, all the time, there's, you know, kind of AI responses to the prompts on the different platforms, right? So this, you know, kind of the, you know, if with inaccurate prompts, it can just, you know, the responses can be inaccurate also. And there are chances of people spreading, like, you know, misinformation with malicious intent kind of stuff, right? For example, very recent, another example, that is AI-generated image, Amul Sharam. If I am not sure if you followed on that. Amul Sharam, she's, it became viral in various social media platforms very recently. And you know, Amul, like, you know, the very next day issued an advisory again, clarifying that the image is fake and unauthorized though. But it was just, it was on the it became viral on the social media. So it is AI generated again. So we'll have to be very careful from all this kind of misinformation or with malicious intent kind of stuff, right? So yeah, this is another one. And then also, what from my experience, I would say we should not blindly believe in the content generated by AI, right? Of course, humans take time to produce ideas or write content. The AI tools too can do the job in a very few seconds, but it doesn't mean to leave the content as is. As humans or like no marketeers, we need to review them. This is extremely important to review before just publishing to the or forwarding to the next level. Apart from that, I think, you know, the companies like Tech Mahindra or maybe just, you know, kind of Google or maybe Microsoft or IBM or many other, I mean, organizations or just, you know, industry associations, all are hugely focusing on this responsible AI, right? So privacy, security, copyright, ethical AI investment are increasingly, like, you know, priority for all kind of businesses. And as personalization becomes more popular, brands are implementing the best practices for collecting, storing, and analyzing the data to protect customers and organizations. So we can say overall, responsible marketing is the thing for us also, for the all marketeers, which is in the trend, and for the, I mean, extremely important for the world also. Yeah.
Very well said, you know, and I obviously want to ask you about, you know, do you use AI in your marketing activities, and can you share a few examples for us?
Yes, I do. So I use different AI tools for content creation, intent analysis, like customer segmentation, customer support, after sales supports, and many other activities. In fact, I use AI hugely. And at Tech Mahindra, we have a generative AI studio, which is like, you know, a virtual experimentation space, which enables like enterprises to generate code, text, image, data, audio, video, and with, you know, kind of almost like 10, more than 10 model families and 50 plus pre-built Gen AI capabilities, right? So we have a solution called Email Amplifier, which is like, you know, again, powered by Gen AI. And it enhances, like, you know, organizational efficiency or customer experience with quick, accurate, and automated responses. And it also helps in, like, you know, kind of personalization at scale. So, yeah, and it's, you know, kind of create very compelling and visually appealing, like, you know, kind of content. And, you know, it provides like end-to-end solution for all email automation, starting from the receiving the emails, as I said, like kind of identifying customer intent, extracting required entities from emails, gathering required information from different systems, like, for example, CRM, finance, or enterprise systems, etc. So using automation program, then, like, you know, kind of generating automatic response using templates and sending the mail to the customers. So this is one. And another very important thing is like our after sales services to manage the life cycle of the aftermarket operations and extended after sales services. So we are bringing almost like, you know, 50 to 60% more productivity overall in that sense. Yeah. Yeah. So this kind of a few examples how where and how we are using like AI. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Madhumita. So basically, the question here is, you know, marketplaces today play a very important role in the e-commerce industry per se. So what is your take on their importance, and are there any pitfalls to it?
Right. I think, you know, the marketplaces, like, for example, I would say Amazon or maybe just, you know, Walmart owned Flipkart, I don't know, they dominate online sales, right? But new entrants, like, for example, Reliance Retail or JioMart, and, you know, Tata Digital or different startups, like for example the Nykaa, Meesho, Uran, and you know, Dealshare, all these are making things very interesting these days, right, in this space also. The government backed the platform ONDC, which is like open network for digital commerce, and this is also just creating a level playing field for these e-commerce giants and small offline traders that are running local kirana shops and all these things, which actually just form the backbone of the Indian retail system. So I think, you know, the giants like Amazon, as you know, and Flipkart, they have been able to pull the merchants or the buyers to their platform due to their tested, you know, tried and tested technologies and all these things, right? And this kind of, technology plays a very important role, as this kind of we discussed earlier also. So in my opinion, e-commerce space is right now is to wait and watch how it goes forward.
We come to the last segment of the podcast, Madhumita. Thanks for, you know, keeping it going today in spite of your bad throat. So we would like to know any growth stories that come on top of your mind that you would like to share with our audience, you know, that'll be great.
Plenty of them. As marketing and communication team, we do many campaigns, both overall organization level and business units. In fact, each year, each month, right? So many are successful and many are not successful, right? From where we learn a lot. So as you asked me to single out any specific campaign, so I would love to just mention about a campaign which is called Call for Code, right? So while I was in IBM, I got involved in this Call for Code campaign. So this is a very interesting flagship event initiated by IBM, along with David Clark Gross and United Nations Human Rights. So IBM runs it globally and locally. In this campaign, what happens is, IBM invited developers or problem solvers to build solutions to mitigate, different pressing issues of the society. Till the previous year, almost 400,000 developers participated and contributed almost 15,000 plus ideas across 179 countries. So in 2020, there were two themes. One was climate change, another one was pandemic, right? So I, along with my colleagues, took the responsibility to run the campaign in India, South Asia also, giving a 360 degree perspective. And it was an integrated campaign, internally for our own practitioners and externally for developers of the country. And third one is for the university level. So we worked with the cross-functional teams like CSR team, technical experts council, university relations and talent branding team, and then developer advocacy team, and the PR agency, and also our different leadership team, right? So we organized many things, for example, virtual hackathon, meetups, media interactions, social media, digital media, with SEO keywords, mailers, different promotional contests, and then virtual teamwork and etc. for promoting the event. And very interestingly, we received almost approximately 50% more registration that year, so than the previous year. So I think it was a great achievement, and so this is a very good example of, success of our marketing campaign. And similarly, I would just say about Tech Mahindra, there are many growth stories. In fact, we have one is about Generative AI Studio. So yes, and you know, we are an early adopter of generative AI, and in fact, we were first to launch Generative AI Studio for experimentation when others were just waking up and to see the impact of it. So we did very integrated campaigns around, you know, promoting the Gen AI Studio, and received very, very, very much like kind of positive results out of it. So yeah, so these are two instances, in fact.
Quite interesting. The last question, you know, on this podcast. So we would like you to share four key takeaways for budding professionals.
Sure. So first of all, I would urge all budding marketeers to work towards understanding as in-depth as possible what you are promoting or what you are selling, right? So unless you do not understand your product or solutions or services, you won't be able to do justice to the job. So this is the, I think, the first advice I will give to all these budding marketeers. Second is storytelling, right? So content is always the key, yeah? And our story should be inspired by empathy and aligned with the intent of the target audience and the customers. So we'll have to have a very good content when we do the storytelling, right? So, and the third one, I would say, all the marketing initiatives should be data-driven and well-measured, right? And the fourth one, I would say, we should fully utilize the power or the potential of the new age technologies in a right manner and the right time. And above all, I think extremely important, which is like overarching, that is like integrated marketing, right? So because marketing is a very wide field, and it is very important for all the marketers to put a 360 degree focus into it to get the best out of it. Yeah, these are my suggestions to the budding marketers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for summing that up in a very nice way, Madhumita. I think these are nuggets of wisdom which the audience would definitely love when the podcast is published. So thanks a lot for that. And once again, thank you for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom with us for the viewers of the podcast, that is The Growth Genius, powered by InfiDigit. Thanks a lot, and get well soon, yeah. I would say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this podcast once again. It was like questions were really nice. I loved the questions. You know, in fact,
thank you.
This information are really, really important. As I just kind of mentioned about this responsible marketing, the importance of, you know, using this, you know, kind of the technologies, right? New gen technologies in our whole marketing journey. So, and also putting the human first, right? So those things are really, really important, I believe. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be a part of it. Thank you, Mehul.
Pleasure is ours. Ladies and gentlemen, here we come to the end of yet another exciting episode of The Growth Genius. Obviously, it was very inspiring for me, where we talked about AI in marketing and other spaces as well. Madhumita shared a lot of insights in terms of how AI is used, how we need to look at AI as a tool, and how we also need to look at what are the pitfalls of using AI in today's age. And these insights help us in enabling our roles and improvising on what we do. So if these podcasts inspire you, do share, like, and subscribe, as we are available on all social media platforms and also audio platforms. The links to all of these are shared in the descriptor for you. So till the next episode of The Growth Genius, keep learning, keep inspiring. Thank you.